A former Australian spy known only as Witness K, who pleaded guilty to revealing classified information, has avoided a jail sentence. Last Friday, a Canberra magistrate gave Witness K a three-month suspended sentence for telling the world that the Australian government had spied on the government of Timor-Leste during negotiations over how to divide the resources, the oil and gas resources, of the Timor Strait. Kieran Pender is a senior lawyer with the Human Rights Law Centre. He says the sentencing of Witness K reveals flaws in Australia's whistleblower protection laws. He's speaking with Damien Carrick.
Witness K was a former intelligence officer in the Australian intelligence community. He was charged with a conspiracy to breach a provision in the Intelligence Services Act, which prevents the disclosure of intelligence information. We don't know all that much about the broader context. A lot of this prosecution has been shrouded in secrecy, but what we do know was that Witness K was a client of Bernard Collieri, a very well-respected Canberra lawyer. He went to Bernard following approval from the Inspector General for Intelligence to go to Bernard. And subsequently, that led to circumstances where it's alleged that Mr. Collieri disclosed information about Australia spying on Timor-Leste during negotiations around oil and gas in the Timor Sea.
But the identity of this former security operative, Witness K, has always been kept secret. Did you see him in court last Friday?
No. So the courtroom had a black partitioned area where Witness K was sitting. We heard his voice very briefly when he pleaded guilty, and that was the first time his voice has been heard in open court. But otherwise, his identity remains secret. There were CCTV cameras in the courtroom, had been taped up, the windows had been taped up. It was quite a Kafkaesque setting.
We do have a Public Interest Disclosure Act from 2013. Did Witness K have any alternative but to plead guilty?
Witness K had no defence available to him under the Public Interest Disclosure Act, the federal whistleblowing law, or really any other law in relation to this disclosure. And that's despite the fact that we at the Human Rights Law Centre and many other civil society organisations think that what Witness K and Bernard Collieri have done, or in Bernard Collieri's case are alleged to have done, was clearly in the public interest. So Australia's misconduct towards Timor was clearly reprehensible and inappropriate and arguably unlawful. And yet we have this incredible situation where the people who spoke up about that wrongdoing are being prosecuted. And you know, in this case, now Witness K has been sentenced to a suspended sentence. Bernard Collieri remains on trial. And yet those who perpetrated the wrongdoing faced no scrutiny.
And the reason that he had no alternative but to plead guilty is because our whistleblowing legislation, our Public Interest Disclosure Act, has what, a carve-out for people who work in Australian security agencies? In other words, there's no possibility of them availing themselves to this kind of public interest disclosure defence.
That's correct. So our federal whistleblowing law provides no protections for intelligence officers or even other public servants speaking up about intelligence information going to the media, going to a parliamentarian or otherwise going public. And that's at odds with regimes in other jurisdictions. You know, appropriately balancing secrecy and transparency, the need to protect national security law, you know, that is not easy, I concede, but in other countries they've found a much more appropriate balance. In some countries there's a public interest defence in these sort of cases. In others, there are avenues for intelligence officers to go to Parliament, for example, to go to intelligence oversight committees, for example. But in Australia, we have none of that. And that leaves us in the situation where an intelligence officer could witness egregious human rights violations, they could witness cold-blooded murder, other than speaking up internally or to an internal oversight agency in the Inspector General, they have no ability to safely, securely and lawfully blow the whistle.
That's Kieran Pender from the Human Rights Law Centre speaking with Damien Carrick. And you can hear more about the sentencing of Witness K on the Law Report this afternoon at 5:30 right here on RN or anytime as a podcast.